1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. Glad you guys are with me this morning. Man, yesterday was interesting, wasn't it? I had no idea our storm was going to be as bad as it ended up being. I was out getting some pizza, and I'm sitting there, and I'm the weather channel's going, the alarms are going off, and I was like, it really can't be that bad. Like, I'm just looking around, and I'm seeing the graphics on the television, and I was like, it looks like where I'm at is out of, like, the danger zone. And I'm looking, and I'm like, I don't know about this. Weather's starting to turn. The rain is starting to pick up heavily. I was like, I'm not feeling too comfortable about this. So I'm like hurrying up. I'm trying to get the hell out of there, because by the time I was almost done, it's like coming down in sheets. It was so bad driving that car. Thank God I had good windshield wipers, because at times it was almost impossible to see anything. It was raining that hard. So I'd love to know where you guys were at. If you were stuck, were you stuck anywhere? Because I had one of our coworkers was sheltered in place at the Costco. They had to shelter in place because there was tornado warnings. But she said that they started keeping everybody calm by handing them out cookies. And I was like, see, that's what the bar should have done. They should have started handing out beers. You know, come on, look out for us. Help me stay calm. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So Darren McCarty, as we talked about, opened up the Grind Time Wrestling Academy. And this was huge because he kind of took over for the House of Truth, which was run by Truth Martini, who was in like TNA and stuff. And then they kind of transformed it. I don't know exactly what happened there. Truth is opening up his own place again. But Darren McCarty's Grind Time Wrestling Academy is expanding to a historic building in Detroit, the Brewster Wheeler Recreation Center. Now, if this doesn't sound too familiar, this is located off of Brewster Street in Detroit. And they're doing a $1 million state-of-the-art professional wrestling facility. It's going to be basically like a performance center where there's going to be like 2 to 3 rings. You're going to be able to, basically learn the craft. It's going to have like a heating, like a ice bath and like a cooling down area. There's like a massage area. It's like a whole brand new training facility that they're putting $1 million into. And this building is historic. This building is nearly 100 years old. It was first opened in 1929, and it was the only library in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Detroit at the time. But it would go on. Obviously, it's known now as Kronk Gym, and it would eventually host some legendary boxers. Joe Louis regularly worked out there. Sugar Ray Robinson worked out there as well. And it also was the first venue for the first road game for the Harlem Globetrotters back in 1932. So it's got a lot of history to it. And now Darren McCarty is basically transforming this into a super lavish training facility for professional wrestling. So I'm curious to see if they end up doing anything like doing shows inside of there, because that would be really cool. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1943 was Richard Manuel. He was the multi-instrumentalist, best known as a pianist and singer for the band. He was with the band all the way up until the end and even rejoined them in their reforming in 1983. Sadly, he passed away in 1986, but the band lives on as one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. So pick up their platinum-selling self-titled album, give it a spin today in his memory. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR. Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Benny.
And you put the load right on me.
Ooh. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So tomorrow, just a heads up, if you hear some sirens going on, it's not a tornado. Kalamazoo announced that they're going to be doing their monthly test this Saturday up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You can check it out. We've got the information when this is going to be happening. They wanted to inform the residents as this is going to be going on and how often you can plan on hearing these siren tests, because it's quite important. I know cuts to the National Weather Service and the NAOO has a lot of people concerned. Some cities are claiming that their sirens aren't going off, even though they have a tornado warning. And, you know, it's just kind of a hectic time right now. So want to keep you informed and up to date on the siren tests on the 107.7 RKR app. And another thing that they consider, too, and I didn't even think about this until yesterday when it was storming out, but they did note that the outdoor emergency sirens are not designated to be heard indoors. So they said they recommend using additional ways to receive emergency alerts. And I'll tell you what, when that alert popped up on everybody's phone except for mine, I was like, ooh, you know what? I might want to turn these on. It'll scare the crap out of you, but at least it'll give you a heads up if there's a nader in the area, you know? 107.7 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a video that I just saw, which is crazy. Muskegon Heights police arrested a woman, and she climbed out of the back of the police vehicle. I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but the 107.7 RKR app has this video. She's in the back of the cop car, and the window is cracked, and she's handcuffed and squirms her way out. It does not look comfortable whatsoever, but she actually sticks the landing. She doesn't fall. She climbs out with her hands cuffed behind her back, gets out of the window and starts running away. So she actually escapes. It didn't last long. She ended up getting rearrested. They found her again. It was about an hour after her escape. She was allegedly involved in a breaking and entering incident, according to a press release. It's like you figure you're handcuffed. You may as well just commit some more crimes. I don't know. She was captured Tuesday morning, but the video is on the 107.7 RKR app. I'm just impressed she didn't fall flat on her face out of the car, because if that would have happened, she would have crawled her ass back in the car. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It's going to be a fun day on Tuesday, and we're hoping the weather is going to be good, because MRC Industries and myself are teaming up, and actually I'm training for my first 5K. I've never done this before, and to get ready for the Kalamazoo Classic, they're doing the launch. And that's happening on this Tuesday. It was supposed to happen Tuesday of this week, but we were looking like we were going to get lightning and stuff. So it's been rescheduled to this upcoming Tuesday. I want you guys to be a part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be outside of Gazelle Sports from 5 to 7. We're going to have a bunch of giveaways, going to have the music going, and it's going to be a fun time. And the cool thing about the Kalamazoo Classic is anybody can be a part of this. Like me, like I am not a runner. Like my sister-in-law, definitely a runner. Like her and my brother will go jogging at like 4 a.m. That's usually not my style, but this is supporting a great local group, MRC Industries. They're doing so many great things in the community. I wanted to be a part of this. And so I'm like, you know what? I want to get out in this 5K. So over the weekend, last weekend, I ran 1K just to get myself going. It only took me 10 and a half minutes. Now, again, I think I might be slowing down a little bit after that, but literally anybody can do it. So I want you guys to be a part of this as well. Come see me. It'll be a Tuesday in the Kalamazoo Mall outside of Gazelle Sports. 5 to 7 is when I'm going to be live out. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So I'm very excited for this upcoming Monday, because we are going to have another adorable dog that is up for adoption from the Charles and Lynn Zhang Animal Rescue Center, Animal Rescue Project. And we're partnering with our friends at Barks in the Zoo, who are sponsoring Adopt Me Monday. So every week we're going to have an adorable new pet that's up for adoption. We had Socks in last week, who was a super cuddly lab mix. He was adopted immediately. So this is exactly what we're trying to do out here. We're trying to get these adorable dogs and cats into the Forever Homes, and we want you guys to be a part of it. We'll have the video live at 8:08 on Monday on our TikTok and our Facebook. You can hear it live on air at 8:08 as well. Be a part of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a new dog coming into the studio. I cannot wait to introduce you to your new best friend with Adopt Me Money with Animal Rescue Center. And of course, Animal Rescue Project is just doing amazing things out there for the community and for helping these animals get into their homes. And we want to thank Barks in the Zoo as well, because they're sponsoring this. And Barks in the Zoo, if you need any kind of, you know, dog treats or like dog food, anything like that, toys, they've got like all natural treats, which are really good too. We were talking about the blueberry crisps, how good those are. My dogs also really love the peanut butter ones. They've got that. They've got professional grooming as well. So check out Barks in the Zoo in the Oakland Plaza of Oakland Drive in Kalamazoo as well.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, woohoo! We are back, and it is a light crowd today. In fact, let's see. There's me. There's Jake. There's my dog. And that's about it. That's the full crowd for first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. Jake, welcome back, brother.
It's good to see you. I'm glad to be here. And, I'm glad that you're not having to drink beer all by yourself.
Me
That'd
too.
Be really sad.
That'd be very depressing. It's it's never fun just sitting alone drinking. It's a very sad setting. So we need to... I'm glad you're here. We are here for first beer of the weekend. We do this every single week with Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. Every single week, we get a new brew rolling through the studio. And I like the look of this one. So, Jake, tell me what you brought in for us today.
I thought we might play this game a little differently today, and I'm not going to tell you what this is yet.
Oh!
So you're gonna drink it. You're going to tell me what you think about it, what you're getting out of it, what the flavor is, and then I'll tell you what it is.
All right. Now, one question. Is this a new beer?
No, it's not a new beer.
Okay.
It's a newer beer, but not a new beer.
Okay, let me try this out then. Okay.
Yeah. I figured this could be kind of a fun way. My friends and I, we've done a lot of like blind tastings,
okay,
which completely changes the way you take a beer in, and it's pretty wild. You know, things that you thought you loved, you hated, and all of a sudden, yeah, when you don't know the brand, it's like, huh, interesting.
Yeah. First off, first taste right here.
Yeah.
Mm. Very smooth. Again, I'm getting a little bit of the banana.
Okay.
Just a little bit. At least my palate is.
Sure.
But very smooth. Very Pilsner-like, but it's that fine balance between Pilsner and craft beer. It's a good bridge beer.
It is, yes.
Trying to think what this beer could be.
So I'll give you some descriptive words that I would use on this one. For this one, the malt profile really stands out. This one's kind of almost a bready malt profile on this. And so that's really the shining star. The bitterness is pretty low. This has got a low hop dose to it.
Okay, yeah.
So not a whole lot of stuff there, just enough to make it taste like it's a beer. But are you ready for me to give you the answer?
I think I am. I'm going to be disappointed when I when I hear it.
So this beer is Poke the Bear.
Poke
this is our golden ale.
Ah,
so
dang
it's, like I said, it's a newer beer, but it's not a new beer. So this beer we just released the first time in October?
Yeah.
November? Something like that.
Was this a beer that you used when you made that Turkish?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Same one. And what's crazy is this beer, since we released it, it became a top two seller for us at the brewery immediately. And it's just kind of lived at the top of the charts. So people love this beer. And what's fun with this one too is you called it a bridge beer, and it absolutely serves that role. It lives somewhere between, you know, your macro distribution and your craft beer space. And
yeah.
So people that come in looking for Coors Light, you can usually convince them to try one of these and they'll go, yeah, that'll work.
It's like Coors Light, but good. DJ in the studio for my big picks of the week. How's it going, buddy?
I'm great. How are you? It's Friday.
Yes. We had to get more people in here because I think this is it for us.
Yes,
and
it is.
I was going to say this, Jake. This beer, I really love. Well, first off, the color is amazing. It's got this like golden caramel color.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely beautiful. But like you said, it's such an easy beer to drink. I could see why it's become a top seller for you guys. So let me know what's going on, because you guys are getting ready for another big party here in a couple of weeks. But what's happening at Presidential?
Yeah, well, first, right now, if you are a euchre player or you think you're a euchre player, you need to join our league. We have 4 spots left for this league. So you go to presidentialbrewing.com/euchre. And if you don't know how to spell it, then you don't belong in this league. So get out there, check out the website, get yourself registered as a player. And it's just an 8-week league. It's a ton of fun. There's prizes at the end, too. So check that out. Then get yourselves ready, because on 4/20, it's I Did Not Inhale Day.
Yes.
It's a special day for us, too, because it's Monday. We're not usually open on Mondays, but we'll be open that Monday for this beer release. And I happen to know that we've made more beer for this event than we've ever made. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. So normally we run out by like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to sell out of that really quick.
Yeah. It should be around longer this year. So, yeah, I Did Not Inhale Day is going to be a ton of fun. 4/20. And we've even got some live music with Robert Rolf Feddersen coming up from Indiana to play for us. And it's going to be a great night. We're going to have a ton of fun.
Very cool. If you guys want to get into Presidential today, I highly suggest it, because you're going to get half off your first pour here, right, Jake? I almost didn't make it out of that one alive.
That was a lot of syllables happening. Yes, first pour of Poke the Bear is going to be 50% off.
Gosh. Today only. First pour of Poke the Bear. There we go. I actually did it. And we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7. You're going to score a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. Poke the Bear. First pour of Poke the Bear at Presidential. Pick the pack of pickled peppers.
Talking's hard.
Caller number 7. You're going to win that gift certificate. Good